And right now it is time to take five for your community. And this morning I'm very pleased to be joined by Casey Spohr. She is with the St. Francisville Neighborhood Helping Hands. They're having a big fundraiser on Monday. Casey, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Appreciate you coming in and joining us and talking about this. Let's start with, for folks who aren't familiar, the St. Francisville Neighborhood Helping Hands and what they're all about.
Well, we're a group that we comprised of about 3 years ago to help kids with Christmas that maybe otherwise wouldn't have a chance to have a very good Christmas. So we compile a list and we put out forms, and people who are in need fill out the forms, and our group will get envelopes ready and we put them out at local places like the local bank, the local tavern, the local Legion there in St. Francisville. And people will actually take an envelope and they will buy that child Christmas. You know, we put in there and we include their age, their size, their likes, their wants, their needs. Our group will take the funding, and every child on the tree gets a new hat, coat, and winter gloves. And something that's also unique is our group will also, because a lot of people can't afford to buy for a whole family.
Sure.
So we have, you know, if we have a child of one of five, one person will take number one and one person may take number five. But when we get ready to distribute the gifts, our group will then come together. We'll set every child's gifts out and we make sure everything is equal. So that's where like the donations and the monetary donations come in handy, because we always make sure every child in a family has the exact same number of gifts, whether it be the same number of toys. This kid got a set of jammies, so we got to make sure this kid got a set of jammies. So we make sure everything's equal across the board. We do all of the wrapping and delivering, because that way it's easier for us to make sure everything is equal in a family. So we take on a lot. It's a lot of fun, but we wouldn't be able to do this without the support of the community. So.
Well, I was going to end. This is the Angel Tree Program,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, we had Billy Darnell here not too long ago, the Haunted Trails, and you know, they help out with, you know, Shop with Cop, but also the Angel Tree Program. So obviously in St. Francisville, it's a big deal.
Yes, it is. And we are greatly appreciative. Last year and this year, we went together with them, and they donate part of their proceeds to our funding for our group. So, I mean, it's a wonderful thing. And the whole community really does come together. I mean, as far as we have people that'll donate, and like last year someone had a toy drive. So they were able to donate us all these toys. So when we have those kids who didn't have equal gifts in a family, we were able to just pull those and, you know, equal them up. You know, and if not, and if we needed clothes, and at the last minute we would be making mad dashes to JCPenney's to equal out gifts for, you know, this boy didn't have as many outfits as his sister did. So, I mean, it all works out, and it's we are happy that we're able to do that.
I can only imagine how much good it does to the heart of the parents, because, you know, the parents are willing to do without this time of year, but even they can't, you know, a lot of them, you know, with the way things are. And the parents must really just absolutely love what you guys do.
They are so appreciative, and it's one of those, like, it warms my heart. And I have three small little ones. So, and it's helpful, you know, cause we're teaching them that, you know, this is what it's about. And the old saying that it takes a village, it truly does. I mean, there are some hardworking people who just happen to fall on hard times.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, this is nothing to be ashamed of. This is what we're here for. It all stays anonymous. There are some people who are too prideful to ask for help, and we understand that. So that's why we try to make it a little more comfortable, and it's, you know, making it anonymous, you know, because, like, people who get envelopes off the tree, they don't know names, they don't know families. So there's only just a few select of us that are the ones that are in charge of wrapping the gifts, delivering the gifts, that actually know the families that are on the tree.
Well, one of the ways you are helping this out is on Monday evening. You're having a fundraiser on Monday.
Yes, we are having our annual chili dinner, and this year it's going to be at the St. Francisville School, and it is all free will donation. All money that we take in from this will go towards our wrapping paper, matching gifts, you know, name tags, tape. I mean, those are always donations that we're always taking. we're actually offering a couple of raffles. We had someone that has donated a couple of baskets. One basket being more like a household basket items. I mean, it'll be $1 a ticket, but I mean, everything from paper towels, toilet paper, laundry soap. I mean, it's a full laundry basket to kind of help get a family going. And then another basket is a fun basket, more for kids. It's got some kids' toys, some kids' gardening gloves, and it's more of an outside activity basket. But we hope to have a great turnout. It is all free will donation. We offer it to go, and it's from 5 to 7 on Monday, November 11th at the St. Francisville School Cafeteria.
Okay, and Where is the Angel Tree? If somebody wants to, you know, if they can't make it Monday and they want to help out on the Angel Tree, you said that they take names off. Where is the Angel Tree at?
Well, we actually have envelopes at several places. Okay. We have them at the bank in St. Francisville. We have them at the Hollywood Rendezvous and at the American Legion in St. Francisville. Okay. And since it's a little early, they don't have their Christmas trees up. We do have the envelopes set out.
Right.
And there's a list there. So we're... People, when they are ready to pick an envelope, they can just write down the number of the envelope and then their name and number as the buyer. And that way I can keep in contact with them. I've included my contact information and any other information they may need on the envelope as far as deadlines, you know, some of the needs, wants, and, you know, my phone number if they have any questions.
Okay. And one more time, the chili supper, the chili dinner, that's coming up on Monday. That's from 5 until 7, and that's the St. Francisville School Cafeteria.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, there you are. Casey Spore, she's with the St. Francisville Neighborhood Helping Hands. Casey, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.